Bloomington's Unified Development Ordinance is nearly 500 pages of text that creates specific regulations to carry out the city's broader comprehensive plan. The document was adopted more than a decade ago, and the revised version will serve as a new guide for land use policy, zoning, and housing development. The multi-phase revision process began early last year, with time built in for the public to comment on the proposed document. But some residents, including Cynthia Bretheim, say important residential zoning changes are within the dense code.
The UDO is really important. Most people don't care until their house or somebody next door is going to be changed.
The new draft will introduce two new zoning categories, R1 and R4, which will allow the development of larger multifamily spaces such as duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes in these single-family areas. But this comes with regulations. These new dwellings are only permitted on corner lots and would allow no more than 3 bedrooms per unit. But Bretheim says this still poses a threat to traditional single-family homes like hers in Prospect Hill.
We're really worried about demolition delay so that a house like mine might be demolished, because for somebody, that might mean 4 apartments. Stacked up, even if it's not very large.
City officials say the UDO's goal is not to threaten single-family zones, but to create a balance of diverse housing options throughout the city. Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton says part of the code is designed to prioritize affordable housing and create incentives for new developers.
There's no free lunch in affordability. We have to either address it through supply increases or these specific kind of programs like giving a bonus of height or density in exchange for affordability.
Matt Flaherty, a nominee for Bloomington City Council at-large seat, says he's gone around knocking on doors and holding forums, and he's heard the same concern. Residents are worried how the UDO will affect their neighborhoods. He says the city lacks what's called missing middle housing.
Missing middle housing is that type of housing which would fall somewhere on the spectrum between detached single-family homes and large multifamily complexes.
Flaherty says looking toward duplexes and triplexes is one solution for filling the gap between single-family units and oversized multifamily apartments.
We've seen a lot of what's called planned unit developments, PUDs, in the preceding decade or so, large student complexes often, or multifamily complexes that a lot of folks don't really like in terms of the context of our downtown development. But it's kind of the natural outcome of when you don't have any of that missing middle housing.
The consolidated draft of the UDO still has a long review process ahead. The document will next go before the city's plan commission for review and then to the city council. The public will also have opportunities to engage in the process through public meetings ahead of the final adoption later this year. But residents hope the city will keep those impacted at the forefront of the process.
If people show up and have reasonable discussions, I think we can come up with some solutions that don't have to demolish what we have and the good things that we have.
For WFIU News, I'm Alex Eadie.